Fire in Pakistan has a ministry wondering what a cover-up means for Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Plus, today we'll look at a Christmas baking challenge that's also an opportunity. But first, police in Pakistan are downplaying signs of arson in a fire last week at a Christian TV station in Karachi. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says police discounted Islamist threats, broken locks, missing studio cameras, and witness statements.
It's a real problem when things like this happen for Christians and they go to the police, they seek justice, and police say, oh no, there was no real theft here. It must have been a short circuit. It's very discouraging.
See, the message this sends is that Christians can be attacked with impunity.
Christians feel like it doesn't matter what they do when the rest of society is set against them. Will there ever be any earthly justice for them?
You can read the full story at our website to see why FMI's partners won't be silenced.
When people start hearing about the gospel and they see how Christians can respond to tragic circumstances with hope, with forgiveness, people begin to become curious. Jesus draws people to himself through those sorts of situations and the conversations that come out of that.
On a different note, November marked the two-year anniversary of the current Russian-Ukrainian conflict. Amy Ritchie with Reach Global Crisis Response.
What started as a frustration of Ukrainians with the current corruption of a government eventually ended up in their former president fleeing to Russia and seeking asylum in Moscow.
But that simple call for justice was met with violence and eventually war. According to Ritchie, Ukrainians have been disappointed by the lack of response from the world. But there's still hope.
The great thing is that God is bigger than all of this. And you will find a sense of encouragement and a sense of hope for Ukraine and for its future generations and a continued openness to the gospel.
Please pray for both Russia and Ukraine as conflict continues, as well as for the work of the gospel. Stay tuned to find out where you can learn more. You're listening to Mission Network News. On the heels of Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday serves as a global reminder that it's better to give than receive. Today, as you consider a plethora of causes to support, would you check out the ones that further God's kingdom? Our partners have a bunch of projects whose sole focus is making Christ known among the nations. Ask the Lord where he'd have you direct your end-of-the-year gifts. And then, take a look at the list that we've built at missionnews.org. Set Free Ministries is one of the groups on that list. It's a Christian counseling ministry focused on biblical healing and restoration. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer.
One of the reasons we're so busy is because a lot of church leaders don't want to talk about difficult subjects.
In 2015, Set Free walked hundreds of families through a process of repentance and forgiveness that set them free from the baggage of sin.
We talk about sexual sin. We talk about alcoholism. We talk about drug addiction. We talk about cutting. We have to get to the core issues of why we're not doing so well in our nation today. We're the most medicated people on the planet. Why is that? Because there's too many people who are hurting and they're not dealing with their unresolved spiritual and emotional issues, and their bodies begin to psychosomatically, they begin to fail.
But they need your support to help more families find healing through Christ in 2016. And finally, potlucks, office parties, and family get-togethers can make the holiday season feel like you have a never-ending list of baking. And for Haiti with Love staff, get that. See, they bake cookies for a Christmas party they host each year for thousands of the poorest of the poor in Cap-Haitien. At that party, the ministry shares a Christmas Day meal, presents, and the gospel message with their guests. It only takes a few thousand cookies to make it happen. Details on all these stories are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home, so you can keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.